Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Grief counselors are at a Delaware County elementary school today because a second grader there has died of flu complications. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Broomall.
As parents were dropping off their kids here at Worrell Elementary, some had tears in their eyes. This is where Matthew Wazarek was a second grader. In a letter to parents, the superintendent of the Marple Newtown School District said Matthew had the influenza B virus and died Sunday night. He's described as having a happy smile and kind heart. And his friend Brett tells NBC 10 he can't believe he's gone.
Oh my God, this is so sad. He's not going to be here anymore. And I just went up to my room and I was just like crying in my bed because I really miss him.
The district is concerned that others in Matthew's class and anyone in the school could have been exposed to the flu. Officials are asking parents to monitor their kids, and they say any students who have flu-like symptoms will be sent home. The district also says a teacher is out for the week with the flu and is taking Tamiflu. According to the state health department, this is the first child to die of the flu this season. Nearly 50 people have died in the state. Most of them are 65 and above. History will be made this afternoon with a new Archbishop of the Philadelphia Archdiocese is installed. Archbishop-designate Nelson Perez, who most recently served as a bishop in the Cleveland Diocese, becomes the first Hispanic cleric to serve as Archbishop in the 212-year history of the Philadelphia Archdiocese. Perez studied for the priesthood here in Philly. He was ordained here, and he spent time in parishes and key ministries for Hispanic Catholics and evangelization. Father Dennis Gill, rector of the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul on the Parkway here, says Perez can hit the ground running.
The bishop being installed was a priest of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. He knows the Archdiocese. He loves the Archdiocese. He has family, friends in the Archdiocese. He ministered here, and many of us know him.
Perez told KYW News Radio he hopes those relationships will help guide him.
It's not just about me. It's not what I want to accomplish. It's what the Lord wants to accomplish in this local church as it comes through the people that God places around me. So I'm just one person.
While hundreds of bishops, priests, and the laity are expected to attend, Father Gill says the event is open to all. The Philadelphia School District is reminding officials how to deal with requests or visits from Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Last Tuesday, federal immigration agents took a Philadelphia mom into custody when she dropped her child off at preschool. She was released later that day. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports education officials say it's unusual for the agents to make an arrest at a school.
School Superintendent William Hite says the incident happened at Kirkbride Elementary School in South Philadelphia, despite attempts to keep Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers from targeting parents at drop-off and dismissal.
We've been working with the city to ensure that there are no efforts to concentrate around schools.
An ICE spokesman said more research was needed before they could provide more information.
Hite says in light of the incident, the district has recirculated the information to all schools.
We're making sure that all of our school staff have the information they need in terms of what do they do when individuals come into the schools or make a request, what they can and cannot do, what they can't and cannot share.
He says schools don't ask about immigration status, don't know what it is, and wouldn't share it in any case with ICE or anyone else. The Flyers invited kids and young adults with special needs to their Monday practice in South Jersey. And as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer, they hit the ice.
You were just out there skating with the Flyers, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
19-year-old Christian and his teammates on the Flyers youth special hockey team had their pads on. They joined the team on the ice, did some drills with the players. Got advice from them, too.
Before I came out, I was nervous. But when I got out there and I took a deep breath, I wasn't nervous anymore. It was amazing. It was like my dream, and I'm so glad I got to do it.
Parents like Jim Manor looked on from the stands. He was there to see his 20-year-old son, Timmy, who's a student at the Overbrook School for the Blind.
For them to take the time with him, he does understand and appreciate that. And really, as a parent, we just think it's amazing for this kind of event. And for them to really take an interest and to try and teach him a few things, it's just so cool to see.
And to top it all off, Gritty made a surprise appearance and skated around with the young hockey lovers, too. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.